Now notice verse 9. Paul says, "For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died." You see, it's a ministry of condemnation. The law condemns us, and it can't do anything else but condemn us. Now notice verse 10. "And the commandment which was ordained to life I found to be unto death." This is the tragedy of any person who seeks to live by the law. It doesn't lead him to life. Now, it's true that God said of the law, "This do and thou shalt live," in Leviticus 18:5, but the doing of it proved to be difficult. The fault wasn't in the law. It was in the one who thought the law would bring life and power. It did neither. It merely revealed the weakness, the inability, and the sin of the individual. It's a ministration of condemnation and a ministration of death, if you please. You see, Paul put it in another epistle in Galatians. He said if there'd been a law given that could have given life, then God would have given it. But you see, life doesn't come by the law, and living doesn't come by the law. Now let me use this illustration. A new car can be a very good thing, but in the hands of an inexperienced or an incapable driver, it can become a menace, and it can become a danger. It actually can become a death-dealing instrument. Now the fault's not with the automobile, the fault's with the driver. And the problem today is with man. Man is the one that's at fault. He's the culprit. Right now, there's been a great deal of discussion about gun control. We don't need gun control. We need man control. Somebody says, "Well, you know, a gun killed a man." No, a gun didn't kill a man. All you can do with a gun is pull a trigger. If you point it at a man, it'll kill him. But you've got to have somebody there pulling the trigger. And that's the fellow that does the killing. And that's man. That's the sinner. And the problem is with man today. But nobody's come up with any kind of a plan today in politics or in the ministry or in sociology or in any field today to control the man. It's all to control the gun. Now, verse 11. "For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me." In other words, sin is personified again here and is a tempter. Sin tempts every man outside the Garden of Eden relative to himself and God. Satan made man believe in the Garden of Eden that God could not be trusted and that man was able to become God apart from God. Sin is like a Pied Piper today. It leads the children of men into believing that they can keep the law and that God is not needed. This is the false trail that he's been talking about that leads to death. It was ordained to life, Paul says, and he found that it led him to death. He says, "I found it led me to death." Sin at last will kill, for the law did bring a knowledge of sin, and man is without excuse. And the difficulty, again, is not with the law, but it's with man.